It's my pleasure to welcome to the program today Michael Allman. He is Chief Lending Officer with Farm Credit of the Virginias. Michael joins us from his office in Stanton, Virginia. And I want to thank you for taking some time here to talk with us and share with our listeners what we're looking at economically as we go into 2026. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Hi, Jeff. It's great to be with you today. I appreciate it. It's a busy time of the year, so I appreciate you taking the time to let us have a forum and talk more about farming.
Before we leap into 2026, let's take a brief look at 2025. There was a lot going on, economically speaking, in the agriculture community and your footprint, which is Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland. There was a lot going on.
There was. We just got from our political shutdown in Washington. That was the longest shutdown that we've had. We've had differences in rates this year. We've had two rate drops in the last 3 months and anticipating one more in December. And, you know, we've had different tariffs, different global kind of climates that have happened this year that's created some uncertainty. And then you've got a booming beef market. So we've had a lot of things going on. And there's really an imbalance out there in the economy right now between interest rates and input costs and, you know, the farmers operating, which has created a squeeze on margins has been our biggest concern so far in 25 and also going into 26.
You know, you mentioned input cost, and that's an interesting question. And for the listeners who are not familiar with this, can you help us define input cost?
Yeah, input cost to the most common person is easy to relate it to inflation. We've heard a lot about inflation over the last couple of years. Everyone has seen the most direct inflation has been interest rates. Everybody knows that you're paying a lot more now for items and goods that you paid for a few years ago. Inflation was at an unhealthy level of, you know, 5, 6, 7% just a couple of years ago, and it has leveled off some. But what we saw so far is the farming endeavors, the goods and services that go into the foods we eat and the fibers we wear have not been as affected and as have come back to earth as quickly as other items in the economy. So those goods and services that farmers rely on to produce a product have increased at a more rapid rate than what we've seen in the general economy.
Once again, we're talking with Michael Allman. He is Chief Lending Officer with Farm Credit of the Virginias. And Michael, let's now go ahead and take a look into 2026. What do you want farmers to be aware of, economically speaking?
Well, the first thing I want farmers to know going into 26 that, you know, these ups and downs, the uncertainties, you have a partner. Farm Credit is a partner. We've been around 109 years. Privileged to be a part of 28 years. We see those cycles. We see those upward cycles. We talked about, you know, a lot going on, but it's really not that atypical in the farming world. You know, through 109 years, through my 28 years here, there's ups and down cycles all the time, and Farm Credit is going to be a partner in those ventures. I'd love to see an interest rate decline here. We anticipate another quarter drop there. That sets the stage for 2026 and hopefully some lower interest rates. I talked earlier about a margin decreasing and profitability on farms. Every interest rate reduction helps that. It helps put more income into the pocket of the farmers. So we're hoping with interest rate reductions, we can go in and reprice a lot of our borrowers to lower their interest rates, which, like I said, makes those margins higher on their families where they can make more money. So we want to get profitability back in the farm. That's through interest rates lowering. That's through inflationary expenses going down. Maybe markets returning through, you know, there's been a lot of tariffs this past year. Some stability in that area would help with the commodity prices. And just a general balancing of the interest rates, the commodity prices, and the inflation would be good in 26. There's also a farm bill year in 26, so we're looking and talking politically and trying to assist any way Farm Credit can assist in that arena, and then also working with our FSA and USDA partners to make sure that there's access to good interest rates and availability for funds through those government agencies that we rely on when the government is open and running.
Of course, we recently had an announcement out of the White House about I believe they're calling it a Farm Bridge program. It's $12 billion is what it sounds like that will go directly to the farmers, to the producers in our nation. What do you know about that?
It's got a lot in it, and probably more than we could go into here in this forum, but I'd be glad to talk a little bit about it. It's a very robust expenditures, but it's much needed. The farming need that infusion of profitability and capital into their operations. The 1%, it affects the 1% of farmers. That's the silent minority that we represent that feeds the 99%. So it seems like a lot from a dollar standpoint, but the farm bill has been continued and extended and bridged, as you say, for many years. So it's a good expenditure that needs to revamp, and especially in times of uncertainty, like we talked about with inflation, with interest rates, every little bit helps the farmers to stay in production. Also keeps the infusion of young beginning farmers into production, which is much needed to feed the next generation of people.
Don't want to go too far or too deep into the weeds here, but I would like to get your opinion on a couple of different sectors in agriculture as we go into 2026, and kind of ask you about which of these sectors are the most economically resilient. We have grain production, we have poultry production, dairy production, beef cattle production. Of those, and of course horticulture, of those, which would you describe as resilient to swings in the economy?
Let's talk a little bit on each of those. All have proven to be very resilient. Dairy has a long history in Virginia. It's really, there was a purging of dairies in Virginia, consolidations in Virginia in the past, but you're seeing some stabilization in dairy operations now. A lot of that is the adaptive nature of the farmers towards technology. You're seeing robotic dairies, you're seeing more efficient dairies that can produce more profitability per cow. So you're seeing a lot of dairy resilience that's taking place that you haven't seen in the past. And a lot of it is just adaptability. The beef markets have been very, very resilient. The prices keep going up. It worries us to some extent that their bubble could be forming. We're very consultative with the borrowers. But the good news is those cattle farmers have really been able to build their capital position because those prices on that commodity have just continued to rise. We're seeing some poultry expansion, which is good news because you do get dated poultry houses and facilities. So you're seeing multiple integrators that are reaching out and starting to do some expansionary means in poultry, which is a good lead indicator of those markets stabilizing as well. Probably the most hurt commodity is the crops. And a lot of that has been not weather related this past year. It's been more of the tariffs that have been imposed, creating just uncertainty in those supply chains and the demand. We're looking at that as probably being the least resilient out of those. But, you know, we're hopeful that some of that will stabilize. Let me mention the farm bill and some other lack of inflation and interest rate stability.
Just about a minute or so left, and we're talking with Michael Allman, Chief Lending Officer of Farm Credit of the Virginias. And my final question, Michael, is about your advice to farmers as we go into 2026. What is your word of advice?
Well, my word of advice is three things. One is planning. Reach out to your loan officer at Farm Credit. Talk about your operation. Don't just talk about the high-level things. Let's dig into your balance sheet. Let's talk about your capital. Let's talk about the resiliency in land prices. Let's talk about your profitability. Let's talk about your break-even points. Let's dig into your financials. Farm Credit prides itself on being a very consultative lender where you don't have to do these things by yourself. You have a partner. We have a village of 200 people here in Farm Credit of the Virginias that are standby, willing to help with that planning process. And planning is very critical in times of uncertainty. And then the second thing is you've got a partner. Farm Credit has been here 109 years. We're a cooperative. We're paying our profits back to the customers to help with those margins. Our board of directors, we understand the initiative well. Our board of directors is made up of farmers. So we firsthand understand those cycles, and we stand by ready to partner with you on those things. And then the last thing is patience. In farming, you have to have patience. At Farm Credit, we want to mimic our farmers and their resilience. So patience is at hand. There's a lot of things going on in the world. We mentioned the longest government shutdown, the atypical tariffs that we talked about. There's a variety of things going that there's just not a handbook and to prepare for. So you have to have a level of patience. So those are the three things I would get across is just the planning, the partnership and the patience, and talk through those things, and we'll all get through those cycles together.
Very good advice. And I want to thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Jeff. I enjoyed our time together. Thank you.
Michael Allman, Chief Lending Officer with Farm Credit of the Virginias, will be back right after these messages.